We continue four lines down from where the lines get wide on Lamed Ches Omer Aleph. We are still in the middle of the discussion of Bishul Akum. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hiniach Yisrael Basar Al Gabi Gechalim. If a Jew places a piece of meat, a raw piece of meat, on top of coals to cook it, Uba Obed Kochavim Hafechbo, and then a non-Jew comes and starts to cook with it, he's hafachbo, he moves it around, mutter, the piece of meat is still permissible for the Jew to eat. So the Gemara questions this, hey chidami, what are we talking about? What's the case? Ilema de'i lo hafach bay hava bashil. If we're talking about a situation where, if not for the idolater or the non-Jew who was being mahafich with it, it would have cooked anyways. Well, pshita. Well, then obviously it wouldn't. It's not a problem because the Jew already started cooking it. Elalav de'i lo hafach bay lo hava bashil. But if not, if he wouldn't have been mahafich with the piece of meat, it wouldn't have cooked. Well, then am I butter? How would it be permissible? Bishuli shal avi kachavim ninu. It's bishul akum. So how do we understand Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the name of Shmuel? The Gemara answers as follows: Lo tzricha di lo hafach hava bashul betarti shi v'hashda kabashul b'chadashaita. We're talking about a scenario where without his involvement in the cooking, it would have cooked in 2 hours, but since he was involved in the cooking, it only took 1 hour. He sped up the process. And therefore, mahu detema krove bishule milsahi, I might have thought to say that speeding up the process of the bishul is something significant, and therefore it would be prohibited based on bishul akum, kamash malan. Therefore, to teach us otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel tells us that as long as the Yisrael put the meat on the coals and it began to cook, it's not an issue. Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe that's not necessarily the case. V'ha amar of Asi, amar of Yochran, kolshu k'maychal ben drusai, ein bo mishum bishuli ovid kachavim, ha'eno k'maychal ben drusai, yesh bo mishum bishuli ovid kachavim. Well, we have another statement in the name of Rav Yochanan, that if as long as the food has reached the state of Meichel Ben Drusai, which is, let's say, a third cooked or maybe even half cooked, but it's a food which is edible to eat al yedei hadchak. Ben Drusai was a name of a robber, and a robber was on the run. He would only eat, he had to eat to sustain himself, but he wouldn't wait till it's fully cooked, otherwise the authorities would catch him. So if, as long as it's Meichel Ben Drusai, then there's no problem about bishul akum because it's considered cooked enough. But if it's less than that, then it would be a problem of bishul akum. So here, it seems to be that if the Jew places the meat on the coals and just cooks for 3 minutes, it's not going to get to the stage of Meichel Ben Drusai. So when the Ovid Kachavim is mahapich with it, it would be a problem of bishul akum. So Gemara, how do you reconcile this? So the Gemara answers, Hasam kikon da osei bisilta, v'shakle ovir kachavim v'osrei b'tanura. So that case of Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan is when the person takes, the non-Jew takes the meat off of the flame, puts it in a basket, and then puts it on a different flame. In other words, if the food was placed on, the piece of meat was placed on the coals and was never moved, it was just being mahapichba, so it was in the same place where the Jew placed it, then, or started to cook it, then there's no issue of bishul akum, even if it's less than Meichel Ben Drusai, because it's in that same area. But if he would have removed the food, which was less than Meichel Ben Drusai, put it in a bag, and then moved it to another location, and then cooked it, that would be a problem of bishul akum. Tanya Nehmechi Vabreisa, to support this statement, Meniach Yisrael Basar Al Gabi Kechalim, Uva Ovid Kechavim, Mehapech Bo, Ad Sheyevu Yisrael Mebeis HaKnesses, or Mebeis HaMedrash, Ve'eino Choshesh. Said that so long as the Yisrael, the Jew, places the meat on the coals, even if the Ovid Kachavim starts to be mahapich with it and speed up the cooking, and the Jew is not around, even when he comes back from the base Knesset or the base Medrash, Eino Choshesh, there's no concern of bishul akum. Similarly, Sofeses Isha Kader Al Gabi Kira, that a woman can place a food on the oven, on the stovetop, or inside an oven, ubasa overes kochavim umagisa, and then the Oved Kochavim will come and start to stir the coals. Asha Tavol Me Beis HaMerchas or Me Beis HaKnesses, whether she's coming back from the Beis HaMerchas or the Beis HaKnesses. So you see, women went to shul even in those days. There's no concern. There's no issue of Bishul Akum. And that is how the Gemara concludes that discussion. But we're not done with the discussion of Bishul Akum. So the Gemara says as follows: Yiboilhu, hiniach Oved Kochavim v'hafach Yisrael mahu. What about a reverse case? What if the idolater or the non-Jew put the meat on the coals, and the Jew was mahapech, or the Jew started to be involved in the meat? It was kosher meat, obviously. Is that Bishul Akum or not? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yisrael, so says Rav Nachman bar Yisrael, kal v'chomer. It's obvious. Gamru biyad Oved Kochavim mutar. Gamru biyad Yisrael lo kol shekein. If a non-Jew finishes off the job, there's no problem of Bishul Akum. So how kal v'chomer if a Jew finishes off the job, there's no problem of Bishul Akum. Itmar Nami, we have a brisa that echoes this statement. Amar Rabba bar Barchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan va'amri la Amar Rabba Acha bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan bein sheiniach Oved Kochavim v'havach Yisrael bein sheiniach Yisrael v'havach Oved Kochavim mutar ve'eino aser. That no matter who's involved in the process, if there's a non-Jew and a Jew involved in the process of cooking the meat, as long as the only time it's prohibited is if the non-Jew was involved from beginning to end and there is no Jewish involvement. As long as there is some Jewish involvement, whether he placed the meat on the fire or whether he was mahapech with it afterwards, that takes it out of the category of Bishul Akum. Amar Ravina, and Ravina then adds on, Hilchasa the halacha is, Hayrifta, Deshagar Oved Kochavim, V'afa Yisrael, Inami Shagar Yisrael, V'afa Oved Kochavim, Inami Shagar Oved Kochavim, V'afa Oved Kochavim, V'asa Yisrael, V'chita ba, Chituye, Shapir Dami. So Ravina says, this is with regards to bread. We know the halachas of Pas Akum are different, but they're basically the same. If bread was taken by it was a bread that was a non-Jew took and a Yisrael cooked it, or it was a bread of a Jew who put it into the oven and then the Oved Kochavim cooked it, or let's say it was non-Jewish bread and the non-Jew also put it in the oven to cook it, and then the Yisrael came, the chata b'chitui, he was involved in the process by being mechate, by heating up the oven, shapir dami. Then, even though the involvement of the Jew was somewhat minimal, he was still involved in the process of making the bishul, being makariv of the bishul, in order that the food cook faster, which again gets it out of the prohibition of bishul akum. And Tosos points out, very importantly, that from all these gemaras that we've seen, is the idea is that in order to get out of bishul akum, in the minimum, the Jew has to be makariv of the bishul. So if you're adding on the flame to the food while it's being cooked, so you're speeding up the process, that would obviate the problem of Bishul Akum. But then we get up to another question, which the Shulchan Aruch discusses and others, which is, what if you're not mekarev the Bishul? What if you just turn on the fire? So when you just turn on the fire in the morning, you go to a facility and you're turning on the fire. What exactly have you done? You haven't been makariv the bishul. In all these cases, you were mahapich with the meat. You hired the flame while the food was inside. Here, you just turned on the flame and then you walked away. So you weren't really involved in the cooking process. You weren't being makariv the bishul. Is that an issue or not? Is that enough to obviate the bishul akum? The Ashkenazic custom is that it's fine, based on. Tosos points this out. If you're mashliach kesam, even just throwing a little piece of wood chip into the tanur, that works. And we even extend it to say that if you just turn on the flame, even without any food on the fire, that would get around the problem of bishul akum. The Sfardim are more strict. Sfardim maintain that you have to be involved in the cooking process. It's not enough simply to turn on the flame. And therefore, they're idea of Bishul Hakam is a little more strict, which could lead to problems. For example, going to a restaurant, which the hashgacha is given by, usually by Ashkenazim, and much of the time, the mashgiach just goes into the kitchens. When he's there, just turns on the flame and lets it go. Well, how can a Sephardi eat in many of the kosher restaurants? So there's two options. Number one, perhaps they can tell the mashgiach to be involved somewhat more in the process of their particular food. Or Rav Avadi Yosef points out that in this situation, when they go to a restaurant, they can rely on the Rama's opinion, and the fact that a Yisrael turned on the flame will be enough to get out of the problem of Bishul Hakam. So even though the Sfardim are generally more machmir in this instance, which we know is unusual for Sfardim to be more machmir than Ashkenazim, nevertheless, the Sfardim do have what to rely on, says Rav Avadi Yosef, to be makel even in this case.